McPhee handling the basketball on the wing. Top of the circle now to Bragg. Bragg looking for the dump down, nothing there. Mason throws it over the top. Landon Lucas for the flush.
Well, and that's where you can take advantage of the two fouls on Thomas Bryant. Nice delivery and finish by Landon.
Good pass over the top. That's where you want to see Landon Lucas get the basketball.
Exactly.
Not back to the bucket, but
and that's
throw it over
all
the top,
set up,
let him dunk.
And that's all play calling right there. It was great spacing.
And he's being guarded as well by Thomas Bryant, who has two fouls. And Anobi will jack a three, top of the circle. Long rebound comes to Newkirk off the miss. He drives left, runaway miss. Carlton Bragg with the rebound. Kansas looking to push. Here's Mason, coast to coast, off the outlet, off the window and good.
Wow, playing fast right there. Defensive rebound by Carlton, and Frank Mason did the rest, got all the way to the cup, tied this ball game up.
33 all. Pull-up shot, Curtis Jones missed off the iron. Landon Lucas with the rebound. Here comes Kansas. Here's Mason looking to run again with the left hand, gets into the paint and is fouled. Got away with a little
shiver. Another example there where the body contact came a little quicker than the push off. I think they would have got a charge, but Frank's going to get two free throws, and Kansas really pushing the pace.
Well, if there's one thing Frank Mason's really good at, it's
pushing
using
the pace.
Using that off arm.
Yeah.
And he's a veteran.
He knows how to do it and kind of keep it close to his body. Obviously, that time he extended a little bit, but the whistle had already blown. But, man, he is a pit bull. He just puts his chin down and figures a way to get a lane and just has that extra gear to get to the cup.
Mason hits the first free throw, puts Kansas back in front, 34-33.
Nice little 5-0 run.
Azubuike in and Landon Lucas out. How big would it be to get that third foul on Thomas Bryant here in this first half?
Now a 6-0 run after Indiana took a four-point lead. It's an interesting group in here right now.
Mason, Vic, Mikhailuk, Bragg, and Azubuike. Jayhawks by two, 35-33. Mason hit both of his free throws. On the drive, Johnson now to Anunoby. Out front now, Bryant. His wing three is up and bricked. Azubuike with the rebound.
Yeah, you're going to play the percentages on that one. He's hit a couple, but if you got a 6'10" guy shooting threes, that means he's not on the glass.
He can have it for the most part, right? And then Azubuike was left alone for the rebound. Here's Spain from the corner for three.
There, knocks down his second attempt. Confidence right there, gets the ball straight up with it, and Kansas back on top again. Here's another miss.
Trailer three by Anunoby is missed. Rebound to Mikhailuk. Kansas looking to push.
Shilself telling him to run up to Azubuike.
Here's the lob to Udoka. Missed it. But Bragg's there for the putback bucket, and Indiana wants timeout.
Yeah, look at this bench right here greeting him in half court. That's great hustle by Carlton Bragg. Dope got out, missed the dunk. Carlton's there to clean it up, and the Jayhawks up by seven.
Nice finish for Carlton Bragg, who now has eight for the Jayhawks to finish and forces the timeout. Jayhawks on a push. They lead it by seven with 3:13 to go in the opening half. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. Kansas now leading 40-33 over Indiana. We'll be back. You're listening to Jayhawk Basketball. To go in the opening half. Kansas on an 11-0 run, leading Indiana 40-33. They trailed 33-29. The Jayhawks, Greg, over the last couple of minutes have really forced the pace. A minute 44 took for that 11-0 spurt.
Well, it was that foul on Devontae that put Indiana up by four. He goes to the bench, and this five out here right now with Gerald Vick, Svee, Carlton Bragg, Doak, and Frank Mason have gone on an 11-0 run. And got their biggest lead of the night at seven. So nice job by kind of a mixed group that, you know, you didn't think. You knew there was going to be some different combinations, but this is not one you thought you would see. Josh Jackson on the bench with two. So is Devontae. But a really good job by these guys on both ends of the floor.
Mason, Vic, Mikhailuk, Bragg, and Azubuike, the Kansas five for you right now. Swing by Dillon's for your next game day feast. Cheer on the Jayhawks with a deli party platter. Fresh food, low prices at Dillon's, a proud sponsor of Kansas Athletics. Kansas 40, Indiana 33, 3:13 to go in the opening half. Along with Greg Gurley, Josh Klingler from the Armed Forces Classic in Honolulu. It's the season tip-off for KU.
You know, you hear us talk about it a lot, but the final 2 or 3 minutes of the first half and the right as you come out of the second half are so important. So you got a 7-point lead. What are you going to do here in this final 3 minutes?
Mason defending out front on Josh Newkirk for Indiana.
Here's a test right here. Doak out on the floor against Thomas Bryant.
Bryant trying to back him down low from the near side. Spins to the lane. Got up and underneath and missed it. Putback is missed. Bryant got it back again and is fouled on the third attempt.
And then he came down and swung and hit Doak in the back. I think it was accidental, but he did a pretty good job initially keeping Thomas in front of him, but then he got up and under and missed a chip shot, but now he's going to have to earn it from the line. So Bill's going to go back with Devontae Graham with those two fouls. But when you have that trust factor with a guy like, there's a missed free throw by Thomas Bryant, but he's got an unbelievable trust factor with Devontae. Devontae knows he's got two, and he knows what he's got to do to not get his third. And that, unfortunately, that'll take away a little bit of his aggressiveness, but he's a smart guy.
Mason checks out. He picked up the foul on the backside of Bryant, so he checks out with two fouls as well. Devontae Graham, as you mentioned, back in with his two. Here's Bryant's second free throw. Up and good, and Kansas lead at 6 at 40-34. So Graham will now handle out front. Off the high screen now from Lucas, goes left side. Had it poked away, and officials conferring, they'll say Kansas will have it back. Lucas back in for Azubuki as well. So Graham, Vic, Mikhailuk, Bragg, and Lucas. It's been a kind of revolving substitution pattern in this first half for Kansas. All the bodies get in there. Bounce pass to the lane and stolen away. Johnson on the rip away from Lucas. Not a great pass on the inbound.
Yeah, it was a tough pass that time and threw a lot of traffic. And usually on the out-of-bounds plays, Kansas does a great job and gets buckets.
But Newkirk out front now for Indiana. Kansas by 6. Newkirk operating in front of the Kansas bench. He goes dribble. Now to Morgan. Now to Bryant. Now against Lucas. Shot clock at 5. Tries to go baseline. Landon cuts it off nicely. Kick in the corner, far side. Green's going to have to hurry. And did he get the shot off? They're going to say yes on a putback. Bill Self is irate. I didn't think that beat the shot clock.
It didn't, but no buzzer sounded.
And then the putback was up and good by Morgan.
Yeah, there was no buzzer sounding.
It looked like a clear shot clock violation. Speed Woo! Drains the three off the bounce from the near side wing.
That was a no. Good.
Here comes Indiana, full head of steam. Missed shot by Johnson. Rebound to Vic.
Yeah, Speed going off the left-hand dribble about 22 feet away from the basket. Knocks down a three right when Kansas needed one.
Kansas back up 7. 43-36 with the basketball. 128 and ticking here in the opening half. Skip pass to Vic. Nearly turned over. Here's Bragg out front. Head and shoulder fake, then drives and had it knocked away. And it's going to be a charging foul, I believe, on Carlton Bragg.
Well, it was definitely a charge late, but he got pushed into him and kind of a wild sequence right
Thomas
there
Bryant,
by Carlton.
The beneficiary. He's still laying down underneath the basket for Indiana. Mitch Lightfoot will come in for the first time, freshman out of Gilbert, Arizona.
Yeah, they just showed the shot clock violation. Clearly
it's
did
zero,
not get
yeah.
it off in
it's
time.
It's not even close.
But the buzzer didn't sound. I don't know what's going on. He did not hear.
And Bill Self's asking the officials right now. I mean, it's clear they showed the replay, and he and the coaching staff got a good look at it. The square was lit up red as the ball was in his hand in the corner. And Curtis Jones shooting the three, missed the three, and got the putback bucket credited.
And that's where the rule.
And now a foul on the wing. It's going to be whistled on Lightfoot just into the Kansas lineup. 109 to go, and free throws now for Indiana.
Well, it amazes me that that's not a reviewable play. They say in the final, 3 minutes you mm-hmm. can, but why is that any more important? But
Get it right. Don't take a lot of time to get it right. That was a clear violation. Free throw was made by Ananobi.
So you got to shake that one off, get down on the other end, and continue to build on this lead as they knock down both the free throws back to a 5-point lead.
And the bad thing was Kansas had a great defensive possession that trip.
They did a great job. They had a guy trapped in the corner, and he didn't get it off in time. But
they sealed the baseline, did Landon Lucas on the drive, and then got a guy stuck in the corner, and a putback bucket that looked like it was late counted. Here's Mikhailuk on the dribble, through the lane. Now gets it to Devontae Graham. Graham out front, shot clock at 10. He goes drive and is fouled. It drops, but we'll see. I think it's going to be on the floor as he went down from the left wing in for the bucket. They're going to say on the floor, two free throws for Devontae Graham.
Yeah, the blue glasses we looked through, we'd like for that to have been to be good, but clearly on the floor. But Devontae, nice job getting to the bucket.
So Graham at the free throw line. Graham with 7 first half points. Free throws up and good. Make it eight now. Thomas Bryant back in the Indiana lineup with his two fouls. He replaces Deron Davis. Couldn't get that third foul on Bryant. Still time, though, with 48.8 to go. Love to see Kansas find a way to get the third foul on Thomas Bryant, their talented big man who started off shooting threes and then got back down on the blocks, and he's leading them with 12. Free throws missed by Graham. Rebound Anunoby. Quickly up court. Here's Bryant on the release and the dunk. Kansas late to get back, and a quick outlet by Indiana goes for a slam.
Yeah, and a missed free throw leads to the big man getting a dunk. It's just crazy.
So 30 seconds to go. Here's Graham through the lane, flips it up, and is fouled. And a couple free throws now upcoming on the whistle and the foul on Devontae Green fouling Devontae Graham. And so Graham will be at the free throw line for Kansas.
You know, you had your point guard on the free throw line, misses the free throw, so somebody's got to be back. You look now, you got LeGerald and Sphere back, but, man, that should never happen. Thomas Bryant was the low man on the block. But... And the beauty for Indiana there is that gave him a two-for-one opportunity. There was 48 on the clock. They got a bucket within about 5 seconds. Now they're going to get, you know, kind of hoping you play 18 seconds of defense and get the last shot. But Devontae knocks down the first of two.
Kansas up 5, 45-40, 31.9 seconds to go here in the opening half. Graham's second free throw upcoming. His first free throw of the night a moment ago. This one off the rim and gently falls in. Kansas back up 6. 30 seconds and ticking here in the opening half. Newkirk handling for Indiana, being defended by Vic.
They can essentially run this out about a little over a second differential. No fouls to give, so got to just stay in front.
Make sure
you secure the rebound.
I see where he's going as Landon Lucas is down in the lane. Bryant in the corner, now coming out for a high screen. Newkirk looking for the roll. Here's Bryant left of the lane. He goes and jams it. Head and shoulder fake past Lightfoot and dunks it home. Here comes Devontae across midcourt. Have to hurry. Half court shot is in and out for Devontae Graham.
Two dunks by Thomas Bryant late in this half. Got Indiana back into it. Went right around Mitch Lightfoot. But Kansas will go to the locker room with a four-point lead.
Jayhawks up by four, I should say, at the break. 46-42. They would like to probably contest two of those points for Indiana late in that half as well. But Thomas Bryant with a couple of dunks, 16 first-half points to lead Indiana. But it's the Jayhawks by four at halftime.